They have a client customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
That'd be special if I could give it to you, because I have no idea who you people are, but you charged my account $59.89. So I am letting you know that if I don't get a credit, I will be disputing that charge with my bank. I just hung up from talking to them.
Okay, can you provide your email, please, or your zip code, please? I can locate an account.
I don't know which one you want. I don't know if you want my Michigan zip code or my Iowa one. 52175 is Iowa.
All right, thank you. Your first and last name?
Lawrence.
I'm sorry?
Dana Carnes. C-A-R-N-E-S.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please? Can you verify your address, please?
My address is 212 East Elm Street, West Union, Iowa, 52175.
Thank you. So locate an account for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs, or shows that your account has been canceled for all further charges.
And you're going to credit me the $59.89 with
so have you already filed a dispute with your financial institution?
Not yet, but I sure certainly can call her right back and do it. She told me I could, because I have no idea who you are, what you are, and who authorized this charge. I have no clue. And I'm not paying anybody $59.89 when I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, so I can go ahead and get your account. Your account has already been canceled, and I can issue a full refund of $59.89. I'll be back in your account within 7 to 10 business days.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye.